Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Adam, among the texts coming in, am I allowed to play tennis with an ex-boyfriend? Problem is, the current boyfriend hates him with every fiber of his being. I think I'm good to go. But apparently monogamy means having no male friends.
What, oh, that's BS.
Do you say?
That's BS. That's a politician-like generalization. Oh, I guess I can't have any male friends. No, it's an ex-boyfriend who your current boyfriend despises.
That means go ahead and play tennis?
No. Tennis is off limits.
Yeah, that's
a little issue. That's a bridge too far.
Bridge too far. Thank you. I'd say this. It depends on the dynamic that maybe you have with the ex, and every bit as important, as you said, if you're present for some reason, isn't comfortable, doesn't like this person, and you're saying, don't worry about it, that's a major problem. Doesn't mean you can't talk to somebody of the opposite gender.
No.
But in this case, that's a separate issue,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a totally separate issue.
Adam, being a grizzly veteran newsman, I think that means old, okay?
Grizzly.
Are you immune to the overwhelming volume of the seemingly ongoing negative events you have to report? And if you have one tip for the rest of us to stay sane, please share it.
Well, one, no, I'm not immune. This has been the most exhausting year work-wise just because of what's going on.
You'll admit it gets you at times.
Oh, 100%. And I don't think I realize how it gets to me until you kind of step away from it. And then, you know, it's crazy because like even like days off, when you have days off, or if I've been away for a few days and then come back, it's like, and it's right back into it too. It's just nonsense. But stress relief, you know, unplug for a while. I mean, it does help if you just kind of, I mean, again, I hate to bring this up, but that social dilemma, I mean, we've conditioned ourselves, many of us, to first thing we do in the morning, you know, is look at your social media feed. Because
yep.
It's, you get news and you get updated, you get news,
right?
National, local, and personal news. And mm-hmm. We've conditioned ourselves to kind of, and I do it all the time, and it's like I see something that ticks me off, and it's like, why the hell do I get up in the morning and this is the first thing I do? I mean, that kind of sets the stage for the rest of your day. Sticks in your craw, so to speak. So, yeah, unplug a little bit, you know? The more you unplug, the better.
We also have to find ways that we still get enjoyment, right? You've talked
yes.
about biking. You've talked about working out.
That
we
bike,
all love our things.
Yeah, can I just say that too? That bike, I paid like $600 for it. That is easily the best money I've spent, and I can't remember how long. I took a bike ride this weekend up in I went down the Mississippi River Boulevard in St. Paul, and the overlooks there, I mean, it is breathtaking.
We should have invested in the bike business as a whole in about March. I think that would have worked out rather well. Plenty of texts coming in. Calls coming in, too. Of course, Diana is going to lead it off. Diana, how are you?
Hi, Diana.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Well,
I'm with.
Yeah, I had to try and come up with a quick question because Chad stole my question.
Oh.
I was going to ask you about Elvis the alligator, but he took it.
Oh, the name of the alligator?
Yes.
Yeah. I always remember that Elvis was the alligator.
Yes. But my question I came up with on short notice was, on Beretta, he had a pet cockatoo. Do you know the name of the cockatoo?
No clue. And who's
really?
Who is Beretta again? That's a little
Robert
ahead of
Blake.
My time.
Robert Blake.
Robert Blake.
It was a cop show.
Well, yeah. And then Robert got in a little bit of issue.
I remember Robert
after the
legal
show.
That was before his issues.
Yeah.
But it was a really good show, but he had a pet cockatoo. And just a gorgeous bird.
Yeah.
But his
I remember the cockatoo. I don't remember the name, Diana. What is it?
Fred. Fred the cockatoo.
It's a solid name.
I stumped Adam again. That's twice.
Let's go, Adam. Come on.
Isn't that terrible. Awesome?
Thank you, Diana. Keep
Thanks,
calling.
Guys. Have a good day.
Another texter. Adam, based on the number of yard signs, who wins in November? Trump, Biden, or garage sales? And who finishes second?
Based on yard signs, I drove down a street the other day. I went to my friend's house, and there were signs in every yard, but they were all for, like, home remodeling projects. It's like, do we really need that? Does that work?
They're endless.
Yeah.
They are endless.
Because then you kind of think they're not for sale signs, you know, like, oh, yeah, roof redone by so-and-so. I'm paying you to fix my roof. I shouldn't have to pay to keep a sign in my yard that you did it.
How about a discount?
If you
put that out there, what do I get?
Sure.
Right?
I'll paint my garage door with your logo if you knock half the price off.
Okay, advertising works. We know that. I mean, this radio station would cease to exist without it.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think yard signs work?
Like for politicians?
Yes.
I mean, they must. That's why they keep making it. They're not spending that money if they're not working. They must work. Interesting.
I don't think anymore for presidential.
No.
I think for a lot. For me, if I see city council or state rep, or other, you know, positions that matter, but aren't as high profile.
Yeah,
I
guess it's
going to be influenced by Trump or Biden at this point, just by a sign.
I guess if it's a local race where you don't know a lot about candidates, but you see a lot of signs for one of them, you're like, well, he must be doing something right. might be what it is. Funny you mentioned that. Siggy had a softball. We had softball games in Hudson, Wisconsin this past weekend. And it's Carmichael. You go north from 94 and you get just past. There's a one side of the road, a huge Trump Pence sign. And on the other side of the road, a huge Biden Harris sign. It's just kind of funny.
Not far from me, somebody who's on a busier street, they had 7 Trump Pence signs.
Wow.
7 of them.
That's committed.
And then overnight, they're all gone.
Ooh.
What are people, you hear about this, are people stealing yard signs?
Stealing and defacing them, that's classy.
It's embarrassing.
I mean, it depends where you are in the state of Minnesota. You can pretty much predict what kind of signs you'll see. And I'm circling back to riding my bike down Mississippi River Boulevard in St. Paul. You can guess which yard signs were the one
of
choice.
You saw a lot of
not a lot of Trump Pence signs on Mississippi River.
Now the present occupant wasn't a list of those. Adam, have you ever
been in a Turkish prison?
Have you ever run a garage sale?
Have I ever run a garage sale?
Yeah.
No.
You've been in charge. You organized.
Not in charge of one. I've participated in one, like bringing things to sell, but I haven't been like in charge of it.
of the three of us, who best, which one of us would best run a garage sale?
Just based on knowledge that I have about me and you, and not knowing much about Dave, I'll say Dave.
Harrigan, among the three of us.
I was going to say Adam, only because I have hosted a garage sale at my house, and I will never do it again.
See, I'm going to say myself, because I think I would talk the most and interact the most with the folks.
Well, that doesn't have anything
you
to do with
you two would
being...
view them with disdain and want them.
No, you know why? If I'm shopping at a garage sale, I don't want the homeowner to come and, hey, how you doing there, buddy? Hey, whoa, look at, I got some Bee Gees albums. I got a good deal on those. I'm like, get the hell away from me. I'm browsing and I don't
what
need your input.
Dressed? What if while I showed him the Bee Gees album, I had on the full Bee Gees outfit?
I mean, why don't you wear a checkered jacket like a used car salesman? Yeah.
But Herb Darlick is out here helping us out.
Another call here. Is it Dave? Go ahead to Dave on line one.
Hello. A while back when Governor was running for governor, we talked about state IDs for home health aides and Minnesota health care providers and raising our fees up to $15 an hour. Do you now agree with this, and do you think it's needing to be done immediately? If so, would you be willing to have a way to contact the governor to have this completed? I'll hang up for your listening.
Thank you.
Well, that's a tough one. I got to go into politician mode now.
Let's go. Put that hat on.
I think, you know, if it's something that the governor promised when he ran on it, yes, I would think that you've got to follow through on your promises. And I would think if he's shutting you out, not allowing you to make your comments known to him, then there's a big problem there.
Yeah, and I'd call the office.
Sure.
Have other people call the office. Send emails. Galvanize it a little bit. Adam, pancakes or French toast?
French toast, not close.
Yeah, the pecking order is French toast, pancakes, waffles. Harrigan, you with us? French toast, pancakes, waffles. That's
nope.
The order.
Nope. Pancakes are an easy number one. French toast and waffles, I think, go two and three in that order. Maybe not. Waffles might even be ahead of French toast. I got to be honest.
Oh, my God.
But pancakes are a number one, and it's not even close. They're the most versatile item you have there.
Come on. He's by far. I'm trying to decide if I want to go. I mean, I'm trying
give
to
give him the Ed Bass Master.
Mike, you're on.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Mike.
You know, you were talking about Don Johnson and the fashion thing.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of hogwash. He stole that look.
Hogwash.
He didn't start that. It was Jed Clampett.
The three-day beard,
the sport coat with a T-shirt.
Yeah.
He totally stole it.
You might be right. Oh, man. When you go to Beverly Hills, you got to dress the part.
Yeah. So my question
Thank
for you.
You is oh, how, go ahead. Go ahead.
How important does a person have to be before they're considered assassinated instead of just murdered?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, an assassination is there's politics involved. So if you are a leader of something and you're murdered, that killing you is in.
Can an actor be a well-known actor?
I don't know if you're an actor.
I think murder.
It's murder, right? Mm-hmm. Unless the actor is the head of the Actors Guild.
Yeah.
Then that's an assassination.
I think it's a politician. It's someone in leadership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.